Yes, Uganda.
Praise Jesus so much, brethren.
Let
us thank God for the word he has sent us through his servant, Pastor Muchibi, together with the interpreter, Teacher Vincent.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let me hope you made done well. You know, that word is not easy. By grace. By grace, it becomes very hard. The word of working with God. Or to call the one to lead you to work with God. By that much grace, it gets to be very hard our way. Maybe we make an overnight today. You first speak with your brethren about that. Make a brief overnight of 40 minutes. At least I speak something. What have you spoken?
Today you are what if you have an idea that you can get
an overnight for like 40 minutes? Who of us say we get it?
I
will not beat you home. Not home in heaven, but on this world.
What,
have you agreed on that? We get 40 minutes. How many of us agree with that? I see some hands are not cannot refute as you just raise like that.
Yes, we always
praise Jesus so much.
Still,
although you were in the overnights,
even though
not overnight, you reached midnight.
When
some of you were beaten and quarreled with your husbands. Praise Jesus so much. Thank you for bearing with this moment and time. The other word is what took some minutes I've requested. But it too, it did as well. Though we need to learn more to have balanced time. But me, I've been done well. I hope you too. You know, many times we used to forward a word to another. You preach to them. you speak about it to them. And you don't take it as you a person in
past.
And then you pass it to another.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus so much. We don't want to spend more time. I want to speak of a word of wisdom. And it involves a warning.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus so much. The time of filtering off the thorns from the vine, I think it's arrived and reached on us. That time is not far from us. Now I want to bring a word of wisdom. That should we move on sinning, that God will give us more grace. Will it be possible? Should we use wrongly the freedom given us? That God adds us more freedom. We want to speak of it by the Spirit of God. Should we move on sinning that grace may abound more? Should we move on use wrongly the freedom and God adds us more freedom? Will it that be possible?
Yes, you have been
praise Jesus so much. I want you to hear it how it sounds differently. Should we sin more that grace may abound more? Should we move on using wrongly the freedom and God adds more to us? Will it increase more? If you hear those words, it is possible. That we see more than grace abounds more. And that we use wrongly the freedom more. And God adds more. Will that be possible? And if it's impossible, what do you expect to come next? That's why he speaks with us in the Galatians and he says this. Let's begin with Romans. Romans chapter 6 from verse 1. Romans 6 from verse 1.
Kale tunayogera tutya? Tunyikirira okukola ekibi ekisa kyeyongerenga. Olwokubiri, kitalo. Abafa nti abafa ku kibi. Olinyo olwokubiri, kitalo. Abafa ku kibi tunaabeeranga tutya? Abalamu nate.
Yes, we have been.
Praise Jesus so much. He has asked. Should we move on to sin? That they add us more grace. You know, after you've realized who grace is, Bible speaks we save by grace. We move on to speak of the Holy Spirit. But if you trample him, will he move on be in our midst? Will they increase him to fill him in us? That's what he's asked you.
Or
should we sin more? And they add us more grace, or he will just take him away. Let's repeat this verse. Romans 6 from verse 1.
Tunaweera tutia balamu muchonate.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much. Should we sin more? That God adds more grace to us. You know where we saved by grace. And we had many sins. We were brought by him that grace. But he asks a question. For having mercy and grace on us. Though we were not worthy.
Set
that grace to save us. Should we add on again the sins he first forgave us? That he will add us more grace? Will that be possible? When he speaks in Ephesians 2:8, he says, Ephesians
2,
verse 8.
Kubanga mwalo kukaluwa chisa, luwa kukiriza. Sote kwa vajemuli.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. We were saved by grace.
So
and it did come from us. But it's the gift of God. Yet when he tells us to repent, in the Acts chapter 2,
verse 8 to 40,
he says that repent,
you'll
be given a gift, the Holy Spirit.
Now,
if we are saved by grace,
and
that is the gift of God,
you'll
be saved by the Spirit of God. It is the Spirit of grace. But he says,
but
the sins we committed before, he forgave us. But he asks a question. Because he forgave us, and he passed the grace, the Spirit of truth, to save us from both sins. After we reach in the grace and we walk in it, should we go on sinning?
That
he adds us more grace.
That
Holy Spirit will move on, be in our midst. When he tells us in the Acts 2,
that
he 8 to 40. He says that we repent. We shall be given a gift.
It's
the Spirit of God. If he said we save by grace, by faith, it's the gift of God. He speaks of the Holy Spirit. And he says, but after saving you from the other sins, you expect to add more sins, new sins, and he adds more spirit to you, or he will take him from you. It's the same with freedom,
who
is the Spirit of liberty. If you walk wrongly in him, will he add you more? The Holy Spirit move on, be in your midst.
Or
he will become your enemy. Now, as we warned in this time, in the vision which happened yesterday, God says, the moment of his separating the thorns from the vines, it's arrived.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So maybe we're going to
be then beginning to separate us. Everyone has been doing things. Prove you don't do all more good things worthy. I don't believe that they will add you more grace.
And
God
wants to
say in Hebrews 10:29, speaks this on the Spirit of God, the Spirit of grace. Hebrews 10:29.
Okubonyabonyezebwa oyo kwalisaanyizibwa kulyenkana w'okusinga okuba okubi eyalinnyirira ddala omwana wa Katonda. N'alowooza omusayi gw'endagaano ogwa mutukuza obutaba mutukuvu najirira ekyejo omwoyo w'ekisa.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Tuongere okwonoona.
Should we sin more?
Kisa yeyongere.
Grace to abound more.
Kubanga tukufukibwako omwoyo buli kiseera.
We are being put upon the Spirit every time.
Naye bwe tunaaba tugenda mu maaso n'okwonoona.
If we move on to sin,
olowooza ekisa kigenda kweyongera?
You think the grace will increase?
Kubanga bwatunyudde bebulani esula y'ekumi mwenda agambye.
Explained in Hebrews 10:29 says.
Nti bwe tujirira omwoyo w'ekisa ekyeyo.
If we grieve the Spirit of grace.
Mazima labako.
You look at
omwoyo mutukuvu yale ebibi biri byonna bye wakola ng'edda.
All the sins we committed before.
Olw'obutamanya.
For ignorance.
Oba wali mu makanisa kisi. Tatufudde.
You were in what church is not minded that.
Oba wali mu bulokozi ky'obwo obutategeerekeka.
Whether you were in the salvation not clear.
Niye tatufudde.
Not minded it.
N'agamba naye ziba.
But instead of being poured on them by me grace,
and
help them understand the words of God,
I
empower them to overcome the world. But if you insult him,
grace,
is it going to abound more? For that's the Spirit of grace.
And
he says, should we sin more? And they add him to us. Or they will cut him from
us.
But no one thing which happens. If the Spirit of grace who intercedes for you goes away, what's next is beatings your way. For when he speaks, he says, in the book of Genesis 6, speaks this on the Spirit of grace, the grace given us. And he says this. Genesis 6 from verse 1.
Awo abantu bwe basooka okweyongera ku nsi ne bazaala abaana ab'obuwala olinnya olw'okubiri abaana ba Katonda ne balaba abaana b'abantu nga balungi ne bawasanga abakazi mu bonna be baalonda olinnya olw'okusatu Mukama n'ayogera nti omwoyo gwange teguwakanenga na muntu emirembe n'emirembe kubanga naye gwe mubiri.
Yes, we
have praised Jesus so
much.
Listen what follows. After the Spirit of grace is given us,
and
is in our midst, which is time he contends with our sins a long time, and the Father gets angered, not content with these people. Means if they show mercy to us,
it will
be given the Spirit,
the
Spirit of God in our midst. Begins to teach us how we shall move with God.
But
the minister teaches us, and we insult him, and we sin more.
Is
he added to us or is taken from us? When you look to Genesis 6, these ones moved on to sin more. God reached to get
angered.
And so the Holy Spirit contended much with them. He said, "Do not contend more with them."
Now
what I'm to do first? I'm going to reduce their years. Maybe your years of being in new generation are being reduced.
Maybe they will
give you a days. Days of you on the world being reduced. And the punishments of the floods too are coming. In another way, there will be the problems. And they increase more your way. What is this, brethren?
The
moment of taking thorns from the vines or from the weeds.
Already
arrived.
So tagenda kubanga tukuminkirizante atongere
ekisa. Not to bear us to add us more grace.
As we move on to
use it wrongly,
the
grace given us,
the
Spirit of the living God, is no one is going to add on to him. And you're going to stop to understand.
Though
you see, you no more understand. Yet the problem you have is
one. You
fail to use understanding of God's
word.
And you ignore it too much. And you speak what you
want.
If you abuse your brethren,
speak
words which confuse them, and he sees all. And he says, should I increase more?
And
also, should I
increase?
As they do that, I increase in them.
I
increase to make
them
increase fight wars for them.
Their
dreams fight with their demons. I
provide
and I fight wars for them. I increase. Is it possible?
Yes, you have a
raise Jesus. Imagine God asking you such a word. Should I fight more wars for them? Demons which trouble no more
have to
send angels serve them. But they move on, speak as they want. Even do things as they want.
I've
given them understanding. Still they ignore my word. Understanding to them already. Or I cut them off.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
If
you hear those words, what do you do?
Agamba yeyongere
say go back in the
lifestyle.
Nothing you get without fasting. A wild prayer. Sleeping on the mountains.
Agamba tuzeyo
tu. Should he take us
back here?
Shall we enjoy that?
Yes, we have been
praise Jesus.
Lord.
But brethren,
we urge you not
to use wrongly this grace.
Oh,
it's the Spirit of God.
His
goodness appears to us. And he speaks and he says,
how
good are the feet of those who bring the gospel of peace. But it's very threatening to fight the gospel of peace. And you force it to become a gospel of wrath. How do you think of that?
In the
gospel is free. No forcing. But force it to become a gospel of battles.
You
know, the gospel can turn into that. It has two sides. The one of goodness and that of wrath.
And
again, it puts death and life. And the curse and the blessing. Now it has the other side. But
it's
us who force the second side. It decides us being in goodness. Pressing, forcing him.
Till
he releases the side of the beating.
Ask
who forced God into that. You see, he's given you knowledge, but you ignore it.
Given
you freedom, use it longly.
Force
him at least to beat you.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. Why do you condemn with Satan do that? When God
will
begin to beat you, Satan will run.
And
remain alone.
Let's
tell you, don't joke with that thing.
You
on Satan
that it burns,
but when they will beat you after tempting you, he'll run from you.
And he will
not be there to plead for you for forgiveness.
And
speaks, he tempted you. Don't speak that would no more be there.
Yes, you ever see
praise Jesus. Will it be possible?
For
that is what Satan waits for. After he will make you do things worthless, he will not run from you no more with you. Not plead for you at all. They will beat you alone. Mostly when God loves you. For he still displeases the one he loves. When he speaks with us in Galatians, Galatians chapter
5,
starting from verse
9. Galatians 5
from verse 9. Let me tell you some things like this. We are many, but it's you who is troubling us. Don't prove the spirit of grace is to uphold you more. Speaking worthless words among us. Weakening the children of God. Not expect. For you been a little yeast
among
us. God has shown much righteousness ahead. Now you want to handle it.
But
can you handle the Spirit of God? You expect it to do what for you?
And
you are a little yeast. You are in the midst. In the door of God. In the batch of door of God. You are a thorn.
You
pierce people with words worthless. And you insult the spirit of grace. He's watched over you. He's feeding you. You have where you sleep. Till you begin to insult him.
To
scratch him at least. At least to slap you.
Now yet we again did this.
What is spoke? Time is up. Galatians 5:10.
Mbesi gamwe mumukama wafe. Chitemuli rohoza chigambo chidala. Na ye oyo abateganya aliba wako musango gwe. Nebuwalibani.
Babati ulize chikamba chikamba.
Don't dare trouble new generation. With the full knowledge of God. This new generation with the full knowledge. Came to trouble us. You want to handle this mission. I assure you problems arrived already.
Matter
is to be entire village or nation.
Tell us,
no matter who they will be.
Whether
a leader, you try to trouble us. What will come next to you from today? Don't cry, coming, pray for me. You know, you are the ones who stretch words to the young prophet. And you ask, where did God pass speak with him? And you stretch your hands. And God made them dry. After you ask us to plead for the grace of God for you. Let's repeat verse 10. No matter who they will be. Whether my physical child, whether my wife, and you, my wife, no matter who you will be, I will not
pass
over the issue of God. For you see the grace.
Yes, you
ever praise Jesus so much. No matter who they will be, not even pastor.
What
is bleeding in
the
no matter who they will be.
If they will try
trouble, they will understand me.
bana abalalula lwa bakanyuga kuna amayindi
asemwafeyo kucharo cha mwafuja
kubasabira
babuli
mukuba amayindi
abuna
amaro kugweddaru
abe mikono wejina sigara wa guru hands will be up like that
mubisulenga bwe mutina kuzonda
sleep like that all your days
Bagalatia esule yokutano nolu nyiriri olwe 10
Galatians 5 verses 10
Mbesi gamwe mumukama wafe.
Nkatwesi gangane banna.
Let's be trustful that you shouldn't be you.
Yesu yebazi we.
Praise Jesus so much.
Mwe mdukufu atwesi kisiza gafe.
Peter doesn't trust us.
Nita yakala tubate mufe nga mwe muvage ndo kutabule nsonga zino.
Was among us to come out some will trouble the congregation.
Tukuchibalire kuba ewa bweru chide tukambe chidire.
Count it to both outside. Even when our actions get aligned.
Adwesi zefe na ye munange
trusted us
kinara bikabubinga kwa mukwa hapo
peer when you are among them
abatawanya obwereza
bo trouble this ministry
era bali mesa okutondebwa kwa mulembo mpya
hinder the creation of the new generation
wino kumanyaka tondo okujida na chiti wanje
the full knowledge of God and
mulembo kuyasubize miaka simitondo
generation he promised not the few years
kubanga abadde kulindi de banga
waiting for it for long
time
no matter who you will be
Bagalatia esule yokutano olinyirwa 10
Galatians 5:10
Mbesi gamwe mumukama waffe tutemulirowoza kigambo kirala naye oyo abateganya alibaako omusango gwe ne bwalibaani
akati
no
katika tonda atulowoozezza bwati
God is better think this
era sigenda kudano kuwa warning ya mutu
not going to be here give a warning to any person
because the message ndiji damu Sunday atulowoofu naba singa
message on Sunday when we are all around
na ye
but
atwesti zefe nga namba si mufe
trusted us say not in us
leka walimu kubawe chigambe chibi mufe
let there be an evil word in us
kubanga atusubiza atwesti zefe
his promise is trusted us
Naye angambi umuntu yenna bwana ateganya
omulimu
guneno ne bwali bani
kubuli no matter who they are
ne bwali bani
no matter who you will be
ne bwali ba mwana woyo mutume
ne bwali ba mchara
we ne
bwali ba
kujja
bwali
ba era ni kale simaji
no matter who
ne bwali ba president ne bwali ba
president
ne bwali chiri ba kyaro oba chibuga oba nsimeka ne bwali chiri bera
no matter who
omusango gwali kulaba
you will see the judgment
yes we ever
praise Jesus so much
wegendereze
be careful
bali makolero moyo wechiseke
and you don't insult the spirit of grace
wasubira ati aja kuongelewa
you expect you will be added you more
ndore moko isobye dembere kuweredwa
use the spirit of giving you wrongly
wasubira ati genda kweyo
that you hope it will increase
yera iri demchirejo
vowed in the night
na gamba ne bwali bani
no matter who they will be
ukakasa ne bwali ba mchara wo mutume ngenda moko be miko
be if your wife apostle will beat her
era na ke dom suja kuneyo ngende
kubaka up maria is even increased
wenda sinyega nyobantu
for a lot of
singa mwe namba de muji wakanga mukakasa message
most of you came home prove that message
abazire ro kuwalire wakamwena
today home
ze nabadde mbalinze ko kubaya badanga be muji akoje
waited you for he told you
where to come tulira one mbali
and we sat down to wait for you
wabawo kuyangambe ajo kuva saidi yende
what he told you come from a tebe
era na yenda mulinze na
yenze wa they waited they came
Naina ali nayogero baka we bomo bulingo
spoke the same message like that.
Na ye
but
yes who is jana gamba nebona
aba. He said no matter who you will be.
Bakuita chingonge chi.
Ona
achi yegwe.
Are you?
Nebo olibo wayo bumbi 10 million generation.
Ye chimwe
che 10 ne chiwe bwayo.
Tithe offerings.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus.
Ndira kanseke kubangereki satikina
kwa. Let me love for still grace not to God.
Era ne dembele yango kuseka mwenyimiri.
Freedom to
na Yesu kukolera mwebi.
I'm standing in it but not commit sin in it.
Yes, you ever see when you
praise.
Na ye chiriwo chiriwe chityo.
What is
nemuona abani
no matter who we will be.
Oboga mato limkwano gwangu.
Yes, you are so much my friend.
Ugena maso nokola byoko.
You move on do what you do.
Katusomore 10 na wadum.
Let's be past 11.
Abagalatia esule yokutano nolu nyiri ole 10 nolu
Galatians 5:11
Nayeze aboluganda obanga nchayigiriza okkomolebwa chichi echichanji chichi echichanji ganyisa kale nkonge eyo musala bange vuddewo olinyo ole 12 nandi agadde bali ababugu nti nandi agadde bali ababagutanya n'okweyawula beyawule.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Omutume Paulo yayogera ku kigambo kino.
Apostle Paul spoke of this word. If he spoke things still of like of the others.
For
the Holy Spirit had given him the same revelation. And he said, why do they attach it with the others?
Because
inside you there are amazing people. And they still attach
to
ministers. Yet they see what you preach is not like what they preach.
No, Murambo, name
your lifestyle, your character. At least they say, it's like the other people. But now, friends, I prepared my person.
It's
like the others.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
You
wait to see. Even if they call you home.
Galatians 5:12. Nandi agadde bali ababukutanya n'okweyawula beyawule.
Another
problem which is, if you're in here troubling your brethren, cause confusion to people who have come to
heaven,
the children of God,
you
distinguish yourself out when it's still early. When he will separate you no matter when.
You
will find a problem separating you right from here. I don't know where you go from that shame. Confusing children of God is not to bear that.
If
you run, you run and go.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus so. Now you
know
where the generation will pass and where it will
bear.
They find you there troubling.
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus.
He has
given you your freedom before he works on
you.
You separate yourself off when it's still
time.
You run quick.
Go out, new
generation, chase yourself. We can chase ourselves. You know you're to say, why do you chase yourself if you have a hope? If you're chasing yourself, you will harden your heart.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You're
chasing yourself.
Hardening
of your heart. Settle up, gone, and you go yourself.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Bagalati esule yokutano n'olunyiriri lwa 13.
Galatians 5:13.
Kubanga mwe abooluganda mwayitibwa lwa ddembe, naye eddembe lyammwe liremenga okubeera omubiri kweguyima. Naye olw'okwagala muweerezeganenga mwekka na mwekka.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Akati gwa Luganda.
Now, brethren.
The
freedom God has given
us,
the greeting,
the
loving,
the
knowledge given us freely
to
fight your
war. The great
promise of God is to do for us many.
Now, bodies
began to use that freedom. I wonder what you're speaking, which world are you?
Among
us, yet your soul is not being restored.
God
did a great work to draw you here, to
keep
you beside the clear waters where His Holy Spirit flows from,
the
green grass of
His.
But to restore your soul from massacre.
I don't know
where you
start.
You see that from what you speak and what you do.
You see,
here you understand nothing.
You
don't change. Still do the same things.
Never been restored.
You cut fingers which are holding the grass.
What are
the problem, brother? That work is to deceive you falsely. Some of you point on people's husbands and they are your husbands.
And
others' wives you claim them. Are you mad?
Girls,
women and men are plenty here, looking for those who have no spouse, you look to those who have spouses.
These are not doors. Bring a he-coat or a she-coat.
Yes, Jesus. Praise Jesus. Now, brethren,
don't want someone to speak with another person.
You have dominated them. There are people who pervert others you brought here.
I don't speak like that.
I know it beyond you even, I think that. I know people in this place.
Now, tell me everyone their problem and their troubles.
Do you know them beyond me? I see the people. Don't believe in the pastor here when they refuse to speak with you another brother or to sit with them and you have time.
Sit, turn
from where you sit and sit with another. Don't accept to be bounded here. There's no bondage here.
They tie to you that you have to always walk with that specific person.
You have to relate to them, sit with everyone.
And
we have the other
of
Jesus gave us.
Don't be bound with a rope by another person.
They might tie you in the unrighteousness. And drive you gradually to unworthy things.
You have to be here still.
Don't settle, run quick when it's time.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus. If you will not settle, you run and go. Let me tell you that people who are like a woman after who eventually got totally saved. The Messiah was to come, but she had five men. She knew the truth. She knew a little of it.
I wait when the Messiah will come.
I stop being an adulterer. Even some of you are waiting for beatings.
The Messiah had five men.
And they are not hers. God help her, she got saved.
Who know the truth, at least half of it.
One of the people troubling us. No matter who it is, woe unto you. Let's read of that woman. So I have a little time. You pass that message.
Mukazi yali amanyi ddala nti Masiya ajja kujja.
Woman who knew well the Messiah is to come.
Katusome onyola bimwetaano Yokaana esula ey'okuna.
Let's read John 4 verse 25.
Yokaana esula ey'okuna n'olunyiriri olw'abiri mu ttaano.
John chapter 4 verse 25.
Omukazi n'amugamba nti manyi nga Kristo ajja gwe bayita eyafukibwako amafuta. Ye bw'alijja alitubuulira ebigambo byonna.
Is it manyi?
I know that. The Messiah will come. He will tell us all what. Jesus will come back the second time. But I know we are adulterers. Jesus is to come.
To
tell them what remained they never knew of.
But what is about?
Listen like this.
You know
we are in the truth.
You
hold on falsehood and lies. You imagine. Woman knows
where
Jesus is to come.
Hey,
I know it well. I know when he comes.
I get to
tell us all things. But I'm enjoying. Imagine such madness. When
he
reaches the river, she thought of another water. Now listen.
When
we go to verse 17 back.
John 4:17. Omukazi n'addamu n'amugamba nti sirina baze. Yesu n'amugamba nti oyogedde bulungi. Yesu n'amugamba nti oyogedde bulungi nti sirina baze. Ule 18. Kubanga walina babalo bataano. Naye gwe olina kaakano si balo. Ekyo ky'oyogedde mazima.
Kati wuliriza.
Listen.
Mukazi ono yali siba asobola n'okukebera n'amanya nti oyo nabbi.
This woman could even check and realize this is the prophet. God is going to grind you in a grinder.
I have sins, don't give upon them.
Listen,
18.
John chapter 4 verse 18.
Kubanga walina babalo batano. Naye gwe olina kaakano si balo. Ekyo ky'oyogedde mazima. Olunyolo 19. Omukazi n'amugamba nti sebo. Ndaba nti oli nabbi.
Kino kya bulabe.
This is dangerous.
Mukazi amanyi nti ye arabi okusinzira ku bintu byayogedde.
Realize that God what Jesus spoken.
Amazing.
They are jamming. Another left all their girlfriends and still passed there.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
The
problem is that
you are a woman.
When
you know
Jesus is coming the second time, you know that.
You
have proof on that. And you know before it comes, the mystery is to be revealed.
Even Jesus,
and you know the post
kakande.
And you say, Ika is not right. You have given your ways, your claim.
Now,
grace. You think grace is to abound more? You think the freedom God has given us increase as we do sins in it? He said, no matter who they will be, beat them, strike them, they will realize it. Let me enjoy it.
Yes, we have
a you know when you're leading, people trouble you, and someone relieves you. He said, you skip silent. You go aside.
It's
past
beat.
And stop
traveling.
You enjoy, for you are tired yourself. If you have children, you're
prepared.
You have failed on the children. And they have come at the local council chairman.
He comes with
the defense man to beat them. You even hide lest you have mercy on them. The woman, she knows Jesus is to come. And she to tell them all.
She prayed
on the mountains of Samaria.
No, she
prayed and she quit for gatherings and fellowship. She had her five men.
Don't
know what happened on your mind. You can't read this entire verse. Would have read and see. And the contentions which were there. The woman thought this is one of the men she always meets. Asked for water, you had nothing for
it.
Yet she was asking this water. In the way of the marital dining. She was evil in that head.
Said,
if you knew who you speak with, water
waiting
to eternal life. This man is telling me.
No
evil, vile people have foolish words in those heads. When you speak meaning something else,
they
hear another. But I prove you, brethren, if you do not handle things of righteousness, you get all your rags and the luggage and go. Things of knowing the full knowledge and the glory of God.
And you
will not be able to handle this, have failed on heaven. Hell cannot fail on anyone.
Hell cannot fail on hell
if you fail on heaven. If you fail on heaven, hell, it's very hard to fail on it.
It's
always there awaiting. Fail to enter heaven, they're all for it. I don't know if you ever thought of that. All those who fail on heaven, they fail heaven, hell will come. That's why hell. Everyone who fails on heaven is in hell. Heaven welcomes the righteous and the holy. The holy alone.
Boka.
Everyone and righteous, each one in their way.
Every person,
if you fail on the heaven,
what is
this, brethren?
You can't message
because it's broad. But he says like this.
The
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
Let's
be careful. As we drink of the same spirits. The same spirit of us. Some of you, God is not going to be pleased of you.
He's
going to hate you. Though we are all always on the same word. And the same Holy Spirit. What's going to filter your
own?
You're changing and your relation with God.
He's
going to separate us.
Though we've been
drinking of the same spirit for some time.
First Corinthians
chapter 10 from verse 1.
Kubanga sagalamwe obutategeera abooluganda bajjajjaffe bonna bwe bali wansi w'ekire era bonna bwe bayita mu nnyanja
bonna bayita mu kifo
ekyo. They all passed the same place.
Wansi w'ekire ekyobukuumi.
Under the cloud of protection.
In the
pillar of cloud,
the
pillar of fire protection over all.
And
they passed the sea, all of them. The protection was the same.
Under
the cloud which protected them. Pierced and hooked with spear. They were all in the cloud. And we are protected. You are in our protection, joking in it. Demons struggled you. You know they struggled you before. God gave you protection, you became familiar. And you said, now,
no,
I speak what I want. We are in grace. Freedom of God came.
For
knowledge is given us peace. We are enjoying.
Increase
as a joke in it.
Bakolise ekisoka esule ye 10 n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 2.
Era bonna bwe babatizibwa eri Musa mu kire ne mu nnyanja.
Okubatizibwa oyinza okuba abatizibwa
tofauti. Don't worry. But you be there, don't align yourself. They all get baptized. Most of you came and baptized you again.
I got
baptized in full knowledge. It is the
last
level. Do you think I can ever backslide? What you speak and what you do, you are heading to that. They all got baptized. We are baptized. You are even given cards for that.
That is a new generation.
This new generation are distinct.
Told
us the board of heaven.
You are
praising yourself over worldly things. Praise yourself when you don't have righteousness. For what you do and what you speak. What you speak to your
friends.
And move on to confuse them.
Don't
even bring the light of the word of God.
First
Corinthians 10 verse 3.
Era bonna ne balyanga emmere emu ey'omwoyo.
Emmere yalinga
this. Spiritual food.
Each gamble
of the words.
Bonanga batudde musa
ayogera.
Bonanga teri kwenda.
No committing adultery.
Teri kuba.
No stealing.
Hallelujah!
They all
hear.
And they even say what?
I
would have spoken to you. Speak with your brethren. And if you tell them, do you hear these? The real issues.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus. The moment we are heading on, it shows us it's about to begin the right Christ and his church. And the false Christ and their churches. Very hard for you. You claim you are still on the right Christ and his church and you're not holy as
once.
We warm up much for that time, but it's filled of separating who is who. As time started, the Holy Spirit and his works of righteousness. Spirit of Satan and
destruction.
Know yourself which spirit will lead you. Be in the right Christ and his church. Those with the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, those are what in the Christ
church.
You do things like of the Holy Spirit. That's when you shall be proved that you're led by the Spirit of God. But don't you think
that
we can to realize whether you're led by God's Spirit or Satan's Spirit? Finish here as we wind up. Just summarize this message.
What,
how it was spoken in the vision. And in the teaching we were into. And the angels, they released that message through them. God sent them to the side of the beating this time. They were in the teaching which was filled with the scriptures. And Mitwa was there.
I said myself,
it will go as you told me, and I update them. Because the time I've came here, I had some malaria, as I've been telling you. But I told him, strengthen me like this time. At least I speak out something
on
the plenty you gave me, what you spoke of.
First
Corinthians 10 verse 3.
Era bonna ne balyanga emmere emu ey'omwoyo. Era bonna ne banywanga ekyokunywa kimu eky'omwoyo.
Banywanga ku mwoyo omu. They drank of the same spirit.
Bakolise ekisooka essuula y'ekkumi olunyiriri olw'okuna.
First Corinthians 10 verse 4.
Kubanga banywanga mu lwazi olw'omwoyo olw'abagobereranga. N'olwazi olwo lwali Kristo.
Yes, we must praise Jesus. The rock is the one who is provided for us.
What
pains most is what is fixed down.
First
Corinthians 10, verse 5.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus. Most of them, God was not pleased with them. What they had, the same word. The same Holy Spirit, right from the same Christ.
Most
of them started to kill them in the desert.
So I've
been here drinking the same word and the Spirit. Friend, you became something else. You separated yourself, fought your own things. And you're there thinking your own things. You are waiting to struggle and strangle someone. You are waiting to hinder someone stand strong in full knowledge. You are waiting to hinder the new people. You pray husbands of others that they die and you take their wives.
Yes,
another prays for another's wife to die. That you can get in, take the husband. You be there thick like that. God never gets pleased of you. And any time you await, don't align yourself when you still have time.
First
Corinthians 10 verse 6.
Naye ebyo byali byakulabirako gye tuli. Tulemenga okwegomba ebibi, era nga bawe beegomba
kakati abamu mbeera
mukwegombaatubuulirako
bingi
okwegomba ebyo ate olondayo ebirala ebitali nayo wadebyokubamu obufaananikakati
musomba ani musombaani erinnya linvudde musomba
sebaani
You can't
be there.
I didn't know if my wife is
You imagine my wife is your wife.
Madness
is high level. Now,
friends,
I don't even know.
If
your wife has no figure, pray for her. I don't say your wife. Let me leave Pastor Sebad. Me. If you want your wife to get taller,
for you to
maybe the mind began to change. Never at all. This kind of
level. Yemulonda media size.
Media size.
Nibo bawe chanzemu ofunye kichamu
mukote
mulele tumusabira de ku size joya.
Pray for her to the size you want.
Ukusinga okwegomba
baba. Instead of desiring others' wives.
Yes, we was
praise Jesus.
Mulufu lwaki kati ebirungi ebiriwo ebyokwegomba mukama byatuyigiriza
bizi.
Lwaki weteredde wate ebibi kati byewegomba.
The evil desires you desire them.
Abakolinso ekisooka essuula ey'ekkumi n'olunyiri olw'omusanvu.
First Corinthians 10 verse 7.
So temubanga basinza ba bifaananyi ng'abamu ku bo. Nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti abantu ne batuula okulya n'okunywa
nakati eddembe liwaaliwo kutuula kulya maliriza owulira ekigambo ekikyagenda okola sente
zijja
eddembe weeriri
bwe baamala ne bakola
abakolinso ekisooka essuula ey'ekkumi n'olunyiri
olw'omusanvu
so temubanga basinza ba bifaananyi ng'abamu ku bo nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti abantu ne batuula okulya n'okunywa ne bagolokoka okuzannya
emizannyo ne bategealudo
abakwana
those who are proposing they were hide and seek
anaba she's bathing
omanyi obusiru
foolishness
olwafuula eddembe ne lijjula
freedom god is given
kibona ebitandika abantu abakulu
people mature
naye kakati gwera bamuna we emyaka gy'omaze
namingi
warokoka emyaka mingi kati oliawo okyali muzannyo kati lwaki otawaanya
banno
bagenze kukola gwo batawaanya okimanyi
Do you know that?
Nze mbadde nalose ekirooto nakulira kwagaliza Sitani yatayagaliza kati yakula kifananye
te wishes oliawo fera bani you are conning your brethren
aban ensonga na ujumbe simayi muzitwala mu government
others that you take issues in the government
bibili yakusomesa daga kuli wano
don't you hear
bakolisho ne gama ensonga za buruganda
tushwala
bachi ya manya police
in the chairman and the gentiles
kati wabado tropa ku police
you took us to the police for what
uri muzori
are you mad
Zinalindiao.
Was there a phone call?
Mutume.
Apostle.
Abantuwo bakubiyo
mungu afa. Beaten someone is dying here.
Yokade bayo gireba. Oli bamukubidde mu
beat the other for stealing.
Karate ensonga. Nozitwale.
Take things to the authorities.
Mwana chairman yakubira.
Chairman was calling me.
Ensonga ziri bubi.
Issues are not well here.
Omuntu bamutuga bamutuse abatamago nagazibye.
Troubled someone the cheeks are protruded like that.
Ensonga naziwereza ku police.
I said this to the police. I said what?
Era we babantu basitwale bagambi. Abo
buwerezo. When they took it, they said people of that
ministry,
they beat the child.
Uri nayo nani? Simaina kubaji.
I don't know.
Naye
Be out, do your own things. You'll see.
Answer.
Never answer beyond that. When the answer will come, it will come plenty. Be out playing your games.
People
out there playing, the Holy Spirit is seeing them. The different games. They watch the soaps.
They are corrupted in mind.
You wait as you fight, you see, you want to watch.
Hallelujah.
Tukubire
kwa mukama mugalulu ekigambo.
Let's clap for the Lord for that word.
Wamu nabaweleza abaweleza ako gye tuli
bakubire kwa mukama. Minister Zwai. Minister Bantu Ars.
Take kimu kye kumi n'eduwebwayo.
Prepare your tithe and offering.
Ojje tuwe tusobole okuva mu kifo kino.
Even so that